Hello, how are you guys doing today? This is your boy. Welcome back to the show. Today's subject is going to be on being a single mother. This is what we're going to talk about today. We have a special guest with us. Her name is Natalie. That's what we're going to call her. She has a name, but we'll keep her hidden from the public. That'll just be her name, Natalie. So, Natalie. All right, so Natalie, she specializes in, one, being a mother. Secondly, she specializes in being a single mother. You know, she has three beautiful children, one on the way. So my first question to you is, you know, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Blessed.
So break down to us what actually, you know, for you, from your experience, from your perspective and even just how you see, what is a mother?
Well, in my opinion, a mother is someone who raises their kid and is there for their child no matter what it is, good and bad, when they don't want to raise them, when they want a break and they don't get it, and times during when they're sick and they have no break, not a part-time parent, but a full-time parent. That is what a mother is to me.
Okay, all right. I like that answer. Now, can you maybe get more in detail on that, what a mother is for? Maybe that way, maybe say some things that you want for men. So if you can maybe break it down, say, you know, maybe if you could speak to a man and let a man know, you know, what you would want them to know as a mother. You know, what would you say to them? Because I'm pretty sure we don't understand, and our perspective is different. It can be frustrating. So if you had a man in front of you right now who would hear what you have to say, what would you say to him about being a mother?
I don't know if you've heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And I believe that's true. And the first people we take is the mother and the father. Not always do a child get their father in the picture, but sometimes we're blessed to have many family members, a grandmother, an aunt, friends, maybe, whatever the case may be. But if I had a father or a man standing in front of my face, I would tell him, it isn't easy when we go day by day raising a child, when we're sick and we have to break our backs alone to raise a child. It isn't easy at all. And just a father being there, it doesn't always have to be financially, but a father being there, showing the love and the support and handling that responsibility is more help than we could even ask for.
Okay. So now my next question to you would be, what, as being a single mother, not of one, but of three children. So like I was saying, sorry, you guys, got a lot going on, but back to the regular program. So being a single mother and not just of one child, but of three, what does that look like?
Well, it isn't easy. Like I've said, I have, two daughters and a son, and my son is more energetic than my daughters, but then I have a one-year-old, so my one-year-old is very active, and my son, he likes to wake up 7 o'clock in the morning, so my day starts then, and from there, it's feed the kids breakfast, and then clean, and then it's feed the kids lunch, then it's clean, and then it's snack time, and then it's mommy needs a break. And when mommy tries to get a break, it's no break because the kids won't give me a break. And then it's toilet time, and, well, fortunately, I don't get private toilet time because then you got your one-year-old following you in the bathroom. So that's kind of just how my life is. It isn't, I don't have any privacy, you know. There's a joy about it, too, when your kids go to school and they learn how to draw or learn how to write their name. You know, that's exciting. You get to have pictures and arts and crafts, hang it up on the wall, however you want to do it. And I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this, you know. So it's self-experiencing. I had to experience. It was a new experience for me, and I had to teach myself how to be a mother because, in my opinion, not everybody's called to be a mother. Some don't know how to be a mother, and some may never know how to be a mother. And we're never really, how do you say it? We're never really able to practice until we actually have the child in our existence. And that's kind of when we know how to become a mother. So for me, three single kids, it was something I've had to learn as I've lived this life. And as it's taught me new things, and I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but I've learned and had my mistakes in order to understand and correct myself from them. So pretty much that's what it is.
Now, just like the first question, what would you let us guys know, you know what I mean, about even being a single mother to help us men, help you maybe understand or just get it in general? What it means to be a single mother, the hardships that come along with it, the things that even being a single mother, you know, what a man may be missing out on if they are the father, or say if there's a man who chose to step up to the plate, type of thing. Would you just want to let a male know from a woman's perspective
that for the next, not even 18 years, but this is a part of you. And when you take that and you take yourself away from a child, you're making them miss out on that opportunity to get to know you as you being their other half. For me, if I was to just say in general, is that it isn't easy being a single mother. It gets hard. Mothers get sick too. Mothers have their nervous breakdowns too. Mothers need their breaks too, and all we ask from a father is general help. It's never easy raising a child, and although we love them and we would break our backs for them, it's never easy. I would tell a man, like I've said before, it's not always financially how we need help. We need help even when you have a son and he needs to learn how to bounce a ball or ride his bike or, you know, just be a man in general. Like, I would just tell them, when we have to take our kids to doctor's appointment, it isn't always easy. We may be not have a vehicle and have to walk down the street in the hot heat with the other two children while that one child has a doctor's appointment, and it would be so nice for that father to maybe watch his other two kids while we take that one child. Or financially, if it does come down to it, it's maybe you can buy them those shorts instead of us having to cut a pair of pants and make it shorts. You know, it's just, I would tell any father, just always check in with the mother of your child, because you never know what she's struggling with or you never know what she's going through. And it is an emotional roller coaster for us, because sometimes we're strong and we're independent, but then sometimes we want to break down and we just want to give up, and we can't, because at the end of the day, we have little lives relying on our life. So the most that a father can do, if he's not going to be there, is show us respect and be thankful that we're sitting here breaking our backs raising their children as them being our own.
Oh, see, I think that was a great answer. That's a good answer. Most definitely, I think that definitely would give an insight to a lot of males and just a lot of people in general. Now, this might be hard, or maybe it might not be, but let's get a more of a challenging perspective from you. You know, what would you say some of the bad things, the negative things are, the things that you know wish didn't come with being not only a mother, but being, you know, being a single mother?
For me, I never wanted to be a statistic. I always had my life planned out in a certain way. I always did want four kids. And it was more like, when I have my four kids, I want to be financially stable. I want to be able to, you know, be married and have my four kids with one man. And I had to learn by being young, and I won't call my kids a mistake, but I had to learn, not just from our kids, but even in the time frame being, it was like you see yourself with this man and you keep this child and you're like, man, you know, like we're having a baby together and it's a beautiful thing. And you fight so hard for that family. And then when it's broken, it hurts. And you have to sometimes you have to let it go. And it isn't always easy. So for me, I would have to say that the thing I've never asked for, like I've said, it was just basically to be another statistic, and I had to learn to accept it. And once I did, it made me stronger and it made me more independent. I can't say that there is any negative outcome when it comes to having kids, because I do believe kids are blessings and God does everything in His plans. And although they may not be the way that we expect it, sometimes it's how He does it. So in my opinion, you're not always financially ready, and you do have struggles, and it isn't about you anymore. It's about your child. So that's what I just personally believe.
Okay. Now, my next question is, you know, besides the obvious, of course, what do you feel, one are the blessings that come along with just in general being a parent, but what do you feel has been a blessing in disguise, you know, that has been a positive for you or been a positive for your kids by being a single mother in general? You know, because one thing I believe in is I believe in finding the positive in everything, regardless of what the negative may look like. I believe there's a positive in everything, whether that's just in life or in death or whatever. So what's that one thing by being a single mother, by being a mother in general, that has been a blessing in disguise for you?
Well, there's always been a part of me that fought depression for whatever reason. And there was so many times where I thought about taking my life. And then I'm not going to lie, when I was a young girl, I wasn't out there like that. But I didn't really have, like, problems with getting boyfriends or whatever. But as I got older, it became more of a commitment problem where guys I've got with, they couldn't be committed or faithful or whatever the case is. And like I said, I had pictured myself when I had kids, a whole family, meaning the man involved as well. And so for me, I feel like the blessings in disguise was I seen myself with a family and I pictured myself with that man and those kids. Yet now when I look at it, I love and I do and enjoy my single life. I can do and move how I please. And, you know, when it comes to the kids, and I've had those depressed moments, I've thought about my kids, and I believe that I'm blessed because although there isn't a man standing next to me as of now, I have three beautiful children, and that alone, I look at them, and I just know that's my family right there. Those are three little lives that love this one life. And why would I dare take that time and ever try to take my life when these three little lives not only are depending on my life, but love my life? And so, all in all, they're the blessings to help me realize that I'm a blessing. Because without me, it couldn't have been them.
Oh, yes. Okay, definitely. So, okay, so the last thing I want you to touch base on is for any young woman or young wife, anyone who is new to about to experience being a mother, who just might have found out, or you know, who's a couple months long, or who just birthed that baby out, or who's been only a fresh couple of weeks or a month or two, being a parent, you know, what would be the number one key advice that you would give them we can never prepare being a parent, but what would be the number one advice that you would give them that you would feel that would really help them along their parenting journey?
First of all, I would say congratulations on your new addition to your family. And the first thing I would say to them is patience. It takes a lot of patience to raise a child, and it isn't easy. And like I said, understand you're not going to be perfect. Parents make mistakes too, and it's not going to be easy because you are going to have your moments where you need breaks and you need time alone, and you may not get that. You may fiend for the break. You may fiend for that time alone. And you may never, ever get that. But at the end of the day, it gets easy and it becomes a consistent thing in your life where you'll get used to it. And babies are not, they're not mistakes. I mean, no matter how they were made, yeah, there's situations that we don't agree with being pregnant, or we may have not been the reason, you know, meaning rape or whatever, and people end up pregnant with that. My advice is give yourself time, because you're going to have all the time you need, and understand you're not perfect. And when you fall, get back up, wipe your knees as you would do your child. Correct yourself. Always correct yourself. Don't allow yourself to continuously make mistakes or continuously make the same mistakes. I learned in my therapy class, there's three kind of people: the ones who learn from their own mistakes, the ones who learn from other people's mistakes, and the ones who never learn. Which one would you choose to be? And that would be my advice.
I think that was really good. Really good advice. You know, that ends our segment for today. We want to thank our special guest, Natalie, for coming through and speaking with us and sharing her perspective and her opinion from real life experience. This is a real mother who is, you know, is a real mother to real children. And she happens to be a single mother, as she stated, you know, as of now, which means she still has hope and faith that there will be a man that comes along to fulfill that gap and fulfill that area that will be a blessing for not only her, but for her children as well. So we want to thank you here at Let's Have a Healthy Talk. And hopefully you guys tune in for the next segment. Have a good day. Have a blessed day. And please, any comments or when I get everything up and running for this channel, the emails and everything, we welcome everything. Constructive criticism, rants. If you just want to yell and scream at us because you don't agree, hey, I appreciate all of it, the good and the bad. Y'all have a wonderful day. Goodbye.